Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of the CCHA Show with Perry Lascaris here, your host. On today's episode, I talk to Mike Hastings, head coach at Minnesota State, as well as Josh Earnesy, the freshman forward, with the 10 goals already for St. Thomas as both teams get ready for the second half of the season. Hope you enjoy the show. Joining me on the CCHA Show here is Minnesota State Mankato head coach, Mike Hastings. And Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to come back on the show and talk some Mavericks hockey.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
You guys wrapped up the first half of the year. Obviously not where you wanted to be, but you had a cool ceremony for Dryden, who came back. I want to get to that because I have some audio with him that we're gonna run here. But how special was that to have not only Dryden back in the building, but able to celebrate him in front of the fans that supported him for 4 years?
It was outstanding for a couple of reasons. One, you know, not having multiple Hobey Baker winners being part of our program and this being our first, that happens for that athlete in a hurry at that time of the year. Dryden being Dryden has always been focused on team first. And so we're out at the Frozen Four and we're experiencing that. And he finds out, you know, with the team back at the hotel having their dinner, and they find out, and he's separated from them at the time. And then he comes back and, was welcomed by his teammates. Then we roll right into the Frozen Four. And then all of a sudden, it's over. And so his opportunity, the fans' opportunity, his family's opportunity, our program's opportunity to celebrate what Dryden had accomplished starts and ends in a hurry. So it moved forward with the golf tournament this summer and the communication from the Hobey Baker committee was phenomenal. And them taking the time to come here and the Toronto organization allowing Dryden to leave his post and come here and be recognized for his career here. It was just a very special night. So it was great to be a part of it. And for the most part, really to put him on a pedestal and what he and where he has helped take our program.
I had the opportunity to be in the building. It was a great job all around by the Minnesota State staff. And you mentioned the Hobey Baker committee, and they were able to send some representatives out to help out with that ceremony. Very cool for Dryden. And we'll get to my little interview I had with him at that night, actually, later on in the show. Back to you guys on the ice. You're about to head to Arizona, but first I want to talk about last weekend. You got back into league play. You're the first team to sweep at Northern this year. It's a tough place to play no matter what time of year it is, but especially when things are ramping up here and you go and get, six big points up there. What was that series like? And, what did it mean for your group moving back into first place?
Well, first of all, when we started, we didn't, I want to give Bemidji credit for coming in and sweeping us in our building and playing the way that they played in the first half. I think they're going to be a difficult out, as many teams in our league have shown. When we started the year, we talked about how compressed, I think, the CCHA was going to be from top to bottom, and it's playing out that way. We asked the guys to leave, relax, spend some time with the people that are most important to them, mind their P's and Q's a little bit as far as their workouts, because that was the longest period of time that we've had as a break since I've been here. So it was important for the guys to manage that. And I thought the leadership group and the group overall did a really good job of managing their time off, because they came back and really through our first 2-3 skates, they were in good shape. And I think that started the physical, the mental. We were behind in both games. A heel, an Achilles heel for us in the first half was at times we didn't manage that well. And this last weekend, I thought we did a good job of managing some adversity. And for us to move on, I think we're going to have to continue in that manner, especially going into Arizona, the way that we're going to be on the road here in the second half.
Getting to your series with the Sun Devils here, and, Michigan Tech was just out there. They won that tournament last weekend. What obviously you get tape on every team. What do you see in this Arizona team, Arizona State team that you can, you know, what do you see from them going into the series?
They like to play north south, and what I mean by that, their defensive core, you know, can hurt you on the offensive end. They're good at stretching from goal line to far blue line. So puck management's going to be very important. They've got some high-end players. You've seen Sillinger, who had left Bemidji and went there, is having a good year. Doan, NHL draft pick. Master Simone, who left Boston University. Lavelle, who had left Boston College. That group, along with a goaltender that's stopping it about 93% of the time, their special teams are good. They've got talent. I think Coach Powers and his staff does a real good job at making sure that they're playing the game the right way. So they're excited to be in their own building for, you know, it's new and they played well in it. So I, you know, the hill that we're talking to climb, we're going to have to be on point going to ASU.
How excited are your guys to be going out there and a chance to, you know, experience some warm weather for a couple of days and also play some hockey?
We're excited about it. You know, the second half, one thing we can play on a little bit is you know, young people as they are, when we go back and ask them how fast did the first half go by, you know, and they're like, you know, they understand it's a blink of an eye. Well, the second half's even shorter. And so, you know, for us to try and make some ground up and continue to get better in a hurry, we're excited about the opportunity to be playing in a warm weather state, but also understand we've got business to do. And first and foremost, it's about us getting better as a group. And, you know, I've talked to a few people. It'd be a little unique to be going to the rink in flip-flops every day. It'd be something maybe at some time I'll be able to experience, but not right now.
Not currently where we are here. No. Up in Minnesota. Coach, you guys, when you start the year, do you have win total goals? I know, you know, you've been a 20-game winner, obviously, the last number of years winning the conference, whether it be the WCHA or the CCHA last year. And are those things that you talk about throughout the year, or is it not really a mindset for you guys?
You know what? We have goals that we've established going all the way back to when I first got here. And first is trying to get home ice. The second is trying to compete for a league championship. Third, a playoff championship. And fourth, get into the NCAA tournament and compete for a national championship. And, you know, all those are still on the table. But we've got a lot of work to do because of how our first half went. So for us, you know, this year, it's about trying to be able to knock that first one off and get home ice so we can put ourselves in a good spot in the CCHA playoffs.
You guys have been in the pairwise, you know, in the top 20 for a while now. Does it feel a little weird to be on the outside of that, trying to work your way into a, you know, knowing you probably need a playoff win to make it to the NCAA tournament?
I don't know what word I'd put on okay. It other than really just they said we've got to trust the process and what we do on our dailies, and that's, you know, there was some, I think, rock solid understanding that when 29 was walking out the door, we probably weren't going to get 9:30, 9:40 a night. You want it as a coach, you want it as a team, but we were going to have some growing pains there, and we've had them and we're learning from them. This is a different team. And so the faster we've been able to turn that page and focus on what we get to control, I think has allowed us to grow here recently. And so for us, it's, you know, I don't think it's that much different, because even if we were in that position, the focus would still be on what's happening next. So I don't see it being really much different than what it's been in the past.
Cool. And, you got, you know, two really good efforts from Keenan last weekend up in a, you know, hostile environment in Northern Michigan that has to, you know, make you guys feel a little bit better about that spot going into the rest of the year.
I think so. I mean, I thought he played with confidence. And again, you know, we were behind in both games. We handled some adversity and were able to fight through it. And as you know, when you're building anything, we're trying to keep the focus on every day and then hopefully be able to string those days into a week, those weeks into a month. And we're in that process right now.
You got some, you know, some big goals. You talk about, I think last time I talked to you, you needed to rely on the, you know, the Borchards and the Cilias and Sandlins and those and Furry, who had a couple of big goals for you as well last weekend. You needed to rely on those leaders to kind of pull you through, and they did last weekend. Is that something you'd obviously like to see more from? And are they doing what you want them to do, I guess?
I thought we had a good combination. The group that you just brought up showed themselves well on the weekend, and a couple at different times on Friday and then on Saturday. I thought the difference for us, Adam Isley scores a goal, our fourth line center, on Friday. And then Saturday night, Connor Grega, secondary scoring. I think that's a big piece for us over the second half, not having just the usual suspects carry us offensively. I think we need different people to chip in so that we can start to utilize our depth a little bit more. And I think that can make a big difference in what we'll have in the second half compared to the first.
Just looking at statistically, you're still taking all, you know, a lot of shots, you're out shooting teams, you know, your Corsi is up there. What have you liked from you guys, you know, not only that there, but maybe, you know, special teams and numbers wise, where are you guys as far as where you and your staff wants to be?
You know what, we've got to stop it a little bit more often than we have between the posts. And I think that can be a combination of a couple of things. One, our penalty kill has to continue to get better. It starts with your goaltending, but I do think our defensive core and our penalty killers can do a little bit better job. We can do a better job of preparing them for that opportunity. Secondly, I've liked the way our power play's tracking right now as far as our numbers. I think we've got to continue to get better, because as you progress into a season, that gets harder for a couple of reasons. One, power plays, as far as opportunities, dry up. Whistles go in the pocket a little bit as the second half gets going, and especially when you get into playoffs, because they don't want to be the ones making the difference in the game. So your opportunities are going to be fewer. So being on point is the difference between winning and losing hockey games. And then the third one, just continuing to evolve our depth offensively and allowing our young guys to continue to grow. The two that we talked about, Fitzgerald is really off to, a really good freshman season. Our young defensive core on the back end getting better. All those combined, I think, is really important for us to have a good second half.
And then lastly, I just want to talk about, you know, the rest of your schedule. I know that you and the players are going to focus on Arizona State, but just, you know, you got five in the league, you have five home games, five road games left. You know, you're playing the bottom half of the standings first, and then you're playing two teams you're probably going to be competing with for the McNaughton Cup at the end. Do you like how the second half schedule is shaping up for you guys, or is that something that you're not obviously too concerned about?
Well, we look a little bit more so on travel than we do who we're playing.
Okay.
Based upon there's no easy outs. You go play anybody we're discussing that's still on our schedule. Mm-hmm. And if we don't mind our P's and Q's, we won't lose a hockey game. We'll get swept. Mm-hmm. So for us, a little bit focused more so on what we're doing, how we're doing it. I do think it sets up travel well for us. You know, we were able to get in and out of the Upper Peninsula unscathed because it didn't look that way when we were getting ready to leave. And hopefully now, you know, we're able to get out of here, because I know once we get there, we'll be able to get out of ASU on the way back home and get back here safely, and look forward to a push here in the second half in the CCHA.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move.
Jake Gensel.
Gensel banks it towards the goal. He scores.
Kale McCarr.
He scores.
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
My goodness.
Visit collegehockeyinc.com and follow at College Hockey.
All right, joining me on the CCHA show is Josh Earnessy, freshman forward for St. Thomas. And Josh, before we get started, I just wanted to thank you for taking a few minutes to talk some Tommy's hockey with me here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it.
First, I got to ask you, how many different ways have you heard your last name pronounced in your career?
It's quite a bit, and it's It's even been spelled differently too, so can hear it multiple different ways. But actually, this year hasn't been too bad.
Good. I got Gene's got the pronunciation guide ready to go, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, he was right on it from the get go.
Oh, good. Well, I expect nothing less from a veteran like him. Getting to your play here. What was your adjustment like from Tri-City to playing college hockey for you?
Yeah, I think I didn't know quite what to expect coming into college hockey. You know, you hear different experiences from different guys, but the staff down at Tri-City did a really good job. And I felt, you know, pretty comfortable making the transition. I thought I was able to grow quite a bit there. So making the transition to college hockey was pretty easy, especially with some of the older leadership we have here. You know, I was able to kind of lean on some of those guys and, you know, work with them after practice to really get some pointers and some of the little things. Cause as you kind of move up here, I found that it's not necessarily like the big details of the game that necessarily change, but it's little details like stick positioning and gaps, and you don't have as much time and space. So it was just kind of adjusting to little things like that.
You've had some early success. You and Mac lead the team with 10 goals each. You know, what have you found to be, you know, that works well for you? And, you know, either it's getting into open space or really just kind of, you know, using your speed to create opportunities for yourself.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just continue to like stay with the strengths of my game. So one of those being speed. So anytime I'm able to kind of find some open space to try to get going and just get to the net there. And a big thing for me is just kind of staying calm under those high pressure situations. Once you get in tight there, to, you know, hopefully find the back of the net.
You've I have some stuff on that. You know, have you always been this fast on ice since you were a little kid, or is that something that you developed over time?
I think I've been pretty fast growing up. A big part of the game that I've been working on growing in mine was the starts, though. I always had straightaway speed once I got going, but kind of getting out of the gate there, I kind of struggle a little bit. So the past couple of off seasons, I really worked hard to improve like my first three steps so that I can continue to have that explosive start into my speed going down ice.
I always have this question about, because I played a little hockey growing up, obviously here in Minnesota, but are you also a fast runner, or does that translate?
Yeah, I think it does translate. I would like to consider myself a fast runner. I haven't done very many things that I've had to apply myself that way. I played baseball growing up as a little kid, but I feel like that's kind of short, quick bursts. And then in high school, I played golf. So not much running.
That's awesome. How important was it for you to play hockey in the state of Minnesota at college?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, coming back home, like being around friends and family and stuff like that, it was a really cool experience. And especially with like a new program like St. Thomas here, being able to kind of help work building that in the second year here, I thought it was a really cool opportunity and experience. And especially when you're so close to home on a beautiful campus like this, couldn't pass it up.
Your friends from high school and from junior hockey, how close do you follow their careers? I think that's something that people who don't necessarily follow college hockey aren't aware of, is maybe how, you know, you have friends that have gone off to all different colleges, right? And how closely do you follow what they're doing?
Yeah, I like looking at like the standings and box scores and keeping in touch with some of those guys just to see. I think this year, if you look quite a bit around the league, you know, some of the guys I played with in Tri-City my first and second year are also having success around the league. So it's kind of cool to see guys like that be able to take off and flourish with their careers as well.
And then, like, you know, post-game handshake lines, do you have a chance to, or maybe before games or after games, do you have a chance to talk to them?
Yeah. A lot of times it ends up being after the game. Maybe we'll run into each other before the game, but definitely after the game in the handshake line. And if I can grab them once we're kind of off the ice too. But it's always fun to really catch up with those guys because, you know, especially in juniors, you were around them every day for a year. So you got pretty close to some of those guys. So to be able to quick catch up and say hello is always fun.
How did you fight you guys as a team, St. Thomas? How did you guys fight through some of that early tough luck? You had all those kind of one goal losses, and, you know, with coach and him, you know, obviously having experience, did he help you guys through some of that, you know, some of that frustration maybe early in the year?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously Coach Blasey's been a part of college hockey for a long time. So he's been in a lot of different situations. And so having somebody like that behind the bench has been huge for us. He has a lot of good advice, and can help guide us through situations like that. So I think a big part of the season there was, you know, in the first half, we were, like you said, a lot of one goal games. And so it's kind of finding that way now to get over that and work through it with like little details and little things. Cause we do a lot of things good, but there's just a couple things here or there, or maybe a couple minutes a game where, you know, we might have a bit of a breakdown, and that's kind of where, you know, it gets us. And that's like, that could be the difference of the game right there. That breakdown leads to one goal. So he's really been working with us to make sure we stick to our process and, you know, we play our game, because we've shown spurts of that. And when we play our game, I think we're a really good team.
You guys have had a lot of, you know, great moments already. Some, you know, some program first in D1 history in that first half of the season. What was your most memorable part of the first half now with your, you know, you guys are about to start the second half this weekend?
Yeah, I think obviously getting the program's first sweep there against Lake State, that was a really cool experience to be a part of that. And I think it was like a big turning point for the team too, like to get over that first one and get your first sweep. Like it shows us that it's possible, we can do it. So obviously you're going to be looking for more of those on the back half here.
And, you know, just thinking about you specifically, you know, how important was that? The overtime win you guys had against Alaska in your own barn there, for just not maybe just your confidence in the team as well, that you can, you know, Alaska team's pretty good. They've beaten some good teams since then. For you guys to get over that hump and maybe win a game that you were, you know, had trouble with maybe in the third period, but you're able to get that overtime goal.
Yeah. I think that was a big game for us, especially as a team, like, with an overtime victory, maybe there were some areas where, you know, we could have improved upon, but we were able to battle through that and find a way to win, which at the end of the day, that's the biggest thing. And so to kind of prove that to ourselves and get the first one of the year was a very cool experience. And then to be able to play a part in having the overtime winner for my first goal and also Trotter's first collegiate win was a really cool experience.
That's awesome. You know, your sister, she's a freshman rower at Iowa. But it turns out sounds like you both played golf in high school. Who's the better golfer?
I don't know. She's a pretty good golfer. I think I might be able to take her, but it would be a close one. She's pretty good there. ECU had a pretty good girls golf team, and she had success there too. So it's always a competitive match, and it's fun to get out with the family and play on the links. And yeah, it does get competitive.
Does everybody play in the family?
They do, yeah. My dad plays golf. Mom does a little bit too. It's more just kind of when the family goes out, and then obviously I do, and my sister does as well.
Very cool. You know, do you get a chance, because rowing is a little bit odd. Do you have a chance to watch her row at all? Is that more of a spring thing? How does that work?
It sounds like they have a fall and a spring season. So during the fall here, I wasn't able to get down there and see her, because we kind of had our own activities going on here in the season. Kind of got started, but in the spring here, I'm looking forward to going down to Iowa City and seeing it. I've heard that the meets down there are crazy, and they got fans out there screaming and air horns, and I've heard it's quite the environment. So I'm looking forward to being able to get down to a meet.
Did you play? You said you played golf as well. Is there anything else you played in high school or besides hockey?
No, just hockey and golf.
That's a good combination.
Yeah, it worked out well. I was able to kind of transition off of the hockey season into golf, and I know that's always a fun activity to do in the summer with the friends too. And I mean, I had a lot of buddies on the team as well, so being able to just go out, we got to leave school early as well, and then just go out and play golf. There was nothing better.
What a life. Yeah, looking back, I wish, one thing I wish I'd have done in high school is play golf, because it sounds like a really good time in high school.
Yeah, it was awesome.
For you, you three game winning goals this year. I think the national lead is four. What makes, you know, obviously there's some luck involved, right? In the timing of goals and things, but you know, there is a certain bit of, I don't know, skill or clutchness, I guess. Do you feel like you've developed some confidence in your game that in late situations you have that, you know, that confidence, or you and or your teammates to be able to score a goal that makes a difference in a game?
Yeah, I think for sure, especially, you know, practicing those situations and putting yourself in uncomfortable scenarios in practice helps a lot. And then when it comes down late to a game, just being able to, you know, finish them. And I don't know. I think just finding, like you said, the right place at the right time and being able to finish those, that'll be huge in the back half for us here.
You guys obviously trying to make that push into the top four. It's a real tight, you know, real tight league all throughout here. A lot of good teams. You guys are headed to one of the, you know, the top team as far as the pairwise goes in the league in Michigan Tech this weekend. It's going to be, I'm sure, a great crowd there. What are you most looking forward to for the second half? It's just, you know, it's a lot of conference games, you know, that you meet a lot in the standings.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of go time now. The first half's over with, and the games really matter now. So I think a big thing for us is just being able to roll off of this break. We had a couple weeks off here where we've been able to kind of get after it, have some good practices, and being able to take what we've learned and the momentum we've built from that and start applying it to our game, because I think our record isn't exactly indicative of what we were doing in the first half. So I think being able to find ways now, like I said, working on, you know, not having as many breakdowns or maybe not taking a couple minutes off here and there every night, and we'll start to like to see the results on the scoreboard.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the CCHA Show. For stories, scores, stats, and more, visit ccha.com.